MEOTA, dry harvest weather is seeing the crops being brought in. Most of us know what each variety looks like, but the field of beans south of Meota had most of us not knowing. I haven't heard how the crops are turning out, but expect some records may be set for high yields. This long weekend is seeing many boats coming in, so I hope everyone has a good time and plays safely, on the roads and on the water. The resurfacing of Highway 4, north of the city, is coming along nicely and work will continue throughout September and October. This will include work on Highway 204 in the provincial park and other areas within the park. It was a pleasant surprise this week to find the paper is coming on Thursday afternoon, again. This is appreciated as everyday news gets older. The Sons of Norway gathered Wednesday afternoon, August 31, to play Norwegian whist in the Lawn Bowling Building. High scores went to Vern Iverson and Vivianne Lesko. There were nearly two dozen folks gathered by supper time, when they sat down to enjoy their annual corn roast and salad meal. Their annual meeting followed with President Arlene Walker, Secretary Janice Morton, and Treasurer David Ottes. Various ideas came forth as to things the group could partake in. After 3 years of not seeing one another, it was great to meet old friends again and see how well they survived COVID. Two tables of canasta were played to end out the evening. September 1 found three tables playing bridge in the Pioneer Hall in the city. First were Donna and Cletus Sherman, and second were David Sharp and Vern Iverson. Canasta was played in the Dewdrop in Friday evening with 18 players showing up, so we had one table of six players. Top score went to Nestor Fransu and Gwen Lacherty, and second to their opponents, Dave Sayers and Stella Rendell. Third were Bob Lesko and Vern Iverson. There were 23 seniors golfers out at Meota Golf Course September 1. The weather co-operated again with enough wind to keep the temperature in check. The winning foursome included Marcel Duhame, Lorne Ferguson, Elizabeth Buchinski, and Jerry Goodhart with a phenomenal score of 32. One of the VIPs of the group was the ringer Elizabeth, who was sinking the 10 and 15 foot putts. The winners of the consolation event were Sandy McVitie, Yet Da Silva, and Bernie Gregoire, who posted a respectable 39. Our golf course is still in beautiful shape thanks to our dedicated groundskeepers. Since road maintenance is paid for using gasoline taxes, how will going electric pay for this necessity?